Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, August 15th. You'll be interested to know, today is Flooding of the Nile Day. The Nile River, flowing through 11 African countries, is crucial for Egypt, Sudan, and South Sudan. Its yearly flooding, celebrated for millennia, left behind nutrient-rich black silt, enabling desert agriculture. Ancient Egyptians attributed this to the goddess Isis, whose tears, they believed, caused the flood. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Expect high to waist-high waves from the south-southwest on Thursday, with glassy conditions in the morning and semi-glassy to semi-bumpy in the afternoon as winds shift onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday brings knee-to-waist-high west swell with semi-glassy mornings and semi-choppy afternoons as winds shift southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday features knee-to-thigh-high south-southwest swell with occasional waist-high sets, maintaining glassy mornings and semi-glassy afternoons with west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Thursday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking glassy in the morning until 11 at 2 to 3 feet. Then conditions turn fair to choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 2.5-foot incoming high tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 3.5 feet just after 8:30 a.m. with a 3-foot low tide at noon. This morning it's patchy fog and feels like 66 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:32 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:13. It looks like we're in for mostly sunny skies, with temperatures reaching the low 80s and a light breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies, a low around 67, and winds staying calm. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Monday, clearing by mid-morning. Days will be mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s and light south winds. Nights will be cloudy, with lows in the mid to upper 60s and fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, when this year is complete, the typical auto insurance policy in California will be 54% pricier than in 2023. Insurify's report reveals that drivers between 20 and 70 years old with clean records on comprehensive and collision policies will face these hikes. Surging rates reflect insurers battling rising claims due to poor driving habits, increased climate-driven storm damages, and costlier repairs. California drivers will face the third-largest price jump nationwide, following Minnesota and Missouri. Nationally, premiums will soar by 22%. Insurers are struggling to keep up, with some exiting markets entirely. Now on to sports. Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss the 2024 season following knee surgery. Coach Kevin O'Connell confirmed McCarthy needed a full meniscus repair, sidelining him until 2025. This news dampened optimism surrounding McCarthy's progress, leaving veteran Sam Darnold, who signed a $10 million contract as the likely starter. McCarthy, the 10th overall pick in April, joins a rare group of first-round quarterbacks who did not play in their rookie season. Despite the setback, O'Connell remains optimistic about McCarthy's future, emphasizing his impressive early performances. In local sports, the Padres at home beat the Pirates 8-2. And tonight, the Padres are off as they head to Colorado for a 3-game series with the Rockies. In top news, in a significant move, Mars is set to acquire Kellanova for nearly $30 billion, pushing the company further into the global snacks business. Known for products like M&M's and Snickers, Mars will now enter the chips and cracker aisles of supermarkets. This large-scale deal comes amid rising consumer protests about higher grocery prices and increased scrutiny over processed foods. Smaller food deals are also underway, with Campbell's Soup purchasing Sovos Brands for $3 billion and J.M. Smucker buying Hostess Brands for $5 billion. This consolidation trend reflects companies' strategies to boost growth amid slowing sales and lower stock market valuations. In business news, Michael Burry, famed for his role in The Big Short, has shifted more of his portfolio into Chinese internet stocks, notably Alibaba Group and Baidu Incorporated, during the second quarter. According to a Securities and Exchange Commission filing, Burry's largest holding as of June 30th was an investment in Alibaba, worth over $11 million. His firm, Cyan Asset Management, also increased its stake in Baidu by more than 30,000 shares, totaling $6.5 million. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $58,400. Ethereum is just under $2,700. And Solana is $144. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In an exciting discovery, NASA's Mars InSight lander has provided evidence of liquid water deep beneath the Martian surface. This finding, released on August 14th, could advance the search for life on Mars. The lander, which has been on Mars since 2018, used seismic data to reveal these subsurface water reservoirs. Vashon Wright from the University of California, San Diego stated, "The ingredients for life as we know it exist in the Martian subsurface if these interpretations are correct." This study, published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, could significantly impact future Mars missions. And in entertainment news, Alien: Romulus is garnering acclaim, being hailed as the best entry in the franchise since the original Alien. Directed by Fede Alvarez and produced by Ridley Scott, this sequel, starring Kaylee Spaney, returns to the horror roots of the series. Critics are praising its ability to blend homage with fresh elements, making it a standout in the Alien saga. The first reviews highlight its scariness, strong performances, and memorable new characters. With a solid Tomatometer score, Alien: Romulus promises to reignite hope for the future of Alien movies. It opens in theaters on August 16th, 2024. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British theoretical physicist and cosmologist, Stephen Hawking. And he said, "I believe alien life is quite common in the universe, although intelligent life is less so. Some say it has yet to appear on planet Earth." Zing. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.